Pastor Rob McCoy to massive crowd at Charlie Kirk Memorial, Turning Point is alive and well. By Catherine Hamilton on September 21, 2025. Pastor Rob McCoy preached the message of Jesus Christ to tens of thousands of people who attended the memorial for 31-year-old Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona, on Sunday and remarked on Kirk's ever-expanding legacy. McCoy began a long list of speakers eulogizing Kirk, who was assassinated at an event at Utah Valley University on September 10. McCoy spoke to a crowd of more than 70,000 people at the State Farm Stadium, and to hundreds of thousands in the overflow and watching online, surveying the massive audience and cheerfully observing, "Turning Point is alive and well. He had more lifetimes in 31 years than all of us have in the entirety of our own," said McCoy, who was Kirk's pastor and personal friend. "And as I was thinking about that, to recount all that he's accomplished in 31 years is quite a feat. I was just telling the Turning Point staff as I walked in here. Everyone is worried that the Turning Point isn't going to be successful. And I looked at each and every one of them. Without Charlie Kirk's presence, they pulled off the largest event in Turning Point history. Let's thank them. Turning Point is alive and well." Watch live, memorial held for Charlie Kirk at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. McCoy's began the Building a Legacy, Remembering Charlie Kirk tribute and service with a responsibility entrusted to me by my friend and his wife, declaring the message of salvation in Jesus Christ. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor. He wanted all of you to receive this gift from him, the why and what he did. Charlie was never afraid because he knew his life was secure, McCoy said. In the hand of God, Jesus left the glory of heaven's throne for the humiliation of an earthly cross. He was fully tempted, yet was without sin. For those of you who struggle with the word sin, it's real simple. It's an archer's term where the bullseye is and where the arrow lands. That's called the sin distance, how far you've fallen from perfection. And there are none righteous, no, not one. We've all missed the mark, the bullseye. And we try to get to God by our efforts, but there is no effort that will bring us back into the presence of a righteous God. Watch, Amazing Grace, crowd erupts after bagpipe tribute to Charlie Kirk. You see, the wages of sin is death. Charlie knew this, and at an early age, he entrusted his life to the Savior of the world. Jesus came to this earth, was tempted in all ways, yet was without sin, and was crucified upon a cross. His blood was poured out because blood must be shed for the remission of sins. And his death upon that cross was sufficient for all the world's sins, but only efficient for those who, like Charlie, would receive him as their Savior, he continued. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost. And I would say this to all of you. The Lord loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to give you a new life. He wants to cover the multitude of your sins by the blood he shed upon the cross. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your tongue that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved to the glory of the Father. Watch, giant cross carried into stadium for Charlie Kirk Memorial. You see, Charlie looked at politics as an on-ramp to Jesus. He knew if he could get all of you rowing in the streams of liberty, you'd come to its source, he added. In a powerful moment, McCoy asked anyone in the crowd who had newly accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior to stand and proudly proclaim their faith. That's what Charlie did every day on campus with death threats. He stood because he knew in whom he had trusted, and he wants to give you the gift of the why and what he did, and that is his Savior Jesus, he said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.